coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio. Located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
This is the Hagman Report for today. It is Tuesday, the 11th day of January 2022. I want to thank everyone for joining me today. Thank you so much for your belief, your trust in this platform, in me. And of course, Eric the Tech, who is feeling a little better, maybe about the same, but a little better. How you doing? People want to know.
I'm doing all right.
So should I keep that plexiglass up and keep wearing a mask around here? No, he's doing well. A lot of information to get into today. By the way, Stan Dale is off today. Yes, he's off today. Still recovering from surgery. You can check out his updates at standale.com. All right, so looks like it's on. I guess how else to say this? It's on. The United States Army is going to be beginning its formal training to fight American patriots under Project Robin Sage. This on a private property in North Carolina. Going to be getting into that. Some other things, of course. Some of the jab juice news. Yeah, you know, it's getting old, isn't it? I'm tired of it. I know you're tired of it. But the larger agenda here at play. And, of course, some Capitol news. The police officer. Can you believe this? The police officer that killed Ashley Babbitt was cleared of any wrongdoing without an interview. To the police officers, former, current, active, or retired, okay. Going to be getting into that a little bit. And of course, earlier today, House hearings taking place. Jim Jordan demanded that Fauci testified about hiding his knowledge of Wuhan lab leak and gain-of-function experiments, which coincidentally comes out at the same time or is ongoing at the same time Project Veritas has come out with a video. And that's something that we have to take a look at in detail, in depth. Now, some of the Project Veritas information, and this is all verifiable at this point in time. Okay, it's all verifiable, but some of the information that Project Veritas referenced was out there. We spoke about it. You and I spoke about it. This platform spoke about it. However, this has been verified, and I will play the six-minute video clip from Project Veritas. I think it's very important to get into, and the supporting documents. So from Veritas's point of view, the military documents about gain-of-function experiments contradicts Fauci's testimony under oath. Now, there is absolutely no flipping way this garden gnome Mengele, I don't even know what to, there's no way he could not have known. There is no way that this guy is innocent. There is absolutely no way this guy is not part of this whole effort to kill a lot of people. There's just no way this guy could not have known. No way. None. Zero. Nada. I'm telling you right now. This is huge. Look on the screen for those watching. This is from Project Veritas' home page. Let's start off with the video. Let's just, without saying much more, let's start off with the video. And take a look at what Project Veritas has uncovered, verified, and is submitting to the general public. And by the way, if you go on Twitter or Facebook, those two specifically, oh my goodness, you know, the first thing everyone wants to do, oh, it's fake news. I am so sick and friggin' tired of hearing fake news. I'm so sick and tired of assailing the body, the entity, as opposed to the information. Verify the information. Do your job, fact checkers. No, of course you are doing your job, aren't you? You're censoring everything. And this is why, and I'm going to get to this. This is why we are going into a we're in a cold civil war right now, but we're going to go into a hot civil war. I can look, prepare. I'm telling you right now, prepare. They're fixing. The globalists are fixing on coming after you and me, the patriots. And some might say, well, you know, I don't know. They haven't. I'm getting this. I'm getting this spidey sense. And when I get the spidey sense, I'm telling you, it's a coming. And a little later too, we're gonna talk about the things that you can do to make sure you are healthy. The six things that you should have in your over-the-counter toolbox. And I'll add a couple there too, but this by Dr. Peter McCullough as well. But let's go to Project Veritas video. This is the newest release. Now, there's a two-minute teaser out. Now, this verifies the documentation they have uncovered. Let's watch this, and we'll drill down into the documents after that. Go ahead.
Senator, with all due respect, I disagree with so many of the things that you've said. You're still unwilling to admit that they gained in function, they gained in lethality.
According to the definition that is currently operable,
we're not going to get anywhere close to trying to prevent another lab leak of this dangerous sort of experiment. You won't admit that it's dangerous, and for that lack of judgment, I think it's time that you resign.
Project Veritas has obtained never-before-seen military documents regarding the origins of COVID-19, gain-of-function research, vaccines, potential treatments which have been suppressed, and the government's effort to conceal all of this. Dr. Anthony Fauci has testified many times before Congress stating that the U.S. government was never involved in gain-of-function research at the Wuhan Institute of Virology.
Will you today finally take some responsibility for funding gain-of-function research in Wuhan?
Senator, with all due respect, I disagree with so many of the things that you've said. Gain-of-function is a very nebulous term.
But the thing is you're still unwilling to admit that they gained in function when they say they became sicker. They gained in lethality. It's a new virus. That's not gain-of-function.
According to the definition that is currently operable,
we're not going to get anywhere close to trying to prevent another lab leak of this dangerous sort of experiment. You won't admit that it's dangerous, and for that lack of judgment, I think it's time that you resign.
You have said that I am unwilling to take any responsibility for the current pandemic. I have no responsibility for the current pandemic.
That assertion is based on the NIH's definition of gain of function. However, the documents we've obtained refute that. The documents in question stem from a report at the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, better known as DARPA, which were hidden in a top-secret share drive. But what is DARPA? They are an agency under the U.S. Department of Defense, which facilitates research and technology with potential military applications. Dr. Stephen Walker was the director of DARPA at the time of the EcoHealth Alliance proposal. A source sent us this video of Dr. Walker talking about research they were exploring related to mRNA technology and its potential application with military personnel in the field.
DARPA, about 5 or 6 years ago, we stood up an office called the Biotechnology Office, and the real purpose of that was to understand how biology worked and then build design, build, and test cycles where you could engineer microorganisms to do things that you want to do.
Though the main report regarding the EcoHealth Alliance proposal leaked on the internet a couple of months ago, it has remained unverified until now. Project Veritas has obtained a separate report to the Inspector General of the Department of Defense, written by the U.S. Marine Corps Major Joseph Murphy, a former DARPA fellow. Major Murphy makes claims in his report to the Inspector General that, if true, could be damning to the official narrative that has been played out to the world over the past 2 years. Major Murphy's report states that EcoHealth Alliance approached DARPA in March 2018, seeking funding to conduct gain-of-function research of bat-borne coronaviruses. The proposal was named Project Diffuse. DARPA rejected the proposal because the work was too dangerous and could violate the gain-of-function moratorium, despite EcoHealth's position that it would not. According to the documents, the NIAID, under the direction of Dr. Fauci, did not reject the proposal. They went ahead with the research at Wuhan and several sites across the U.S. Dr. Fauci has repeatedly maintained his position, under oath, that the NIH and NIAID have not been involved in gain-of-function research with the EcoHealth Alliance program. This appears to be contradictory to Major Murphy's analysis and the rejection from the Biological Technologies Office at DARPA. Major Murphy's report goes on to detail great concern over the COVID-19 gain-of-function program, the concealment of documents, the suppression of potential curatives like ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine, and the mRNA vaccines. To be clear, Major Murphy is not the source of our reporting. As far as we're aware, he has done nothing that violates his oath of service to our country. We were able to track him down, and though he couldn't go into detail about the hidden documents, he did offer this heartfelt statement.
I offer no comments on the investigation or internal Marine Corps deliberations. I offer a brief comment to those that desire answers and to those that withhold them. To those seeking answers, I offer encouragement. There are good people striving for the truth, working together in and out of government, and they succeed. To those that withhold, I pray for you. Find the moral courage to come forward. Don't let a lie be our legacy to posterity. People will forgive. A commitment to truth is in the heart of this nation. Semper Fi.
Project Veritas reached out to DARPA for comment regarding the hidden documents and spoke with the Chief of Communications, Jared Adams.
Doesn't sound normal to me. No, like I said, if something resides in a classified setting, then it should be appropriately marked. I'm not at all familiar with unmarked documents that reside in a classified space. No, that, like I said, that doesn't sound like. I mean, it's not good practice to put unmarked materials in, in a classified space. But there may be cause to, because something is determined to be classified, but it wasn't, originally marked appropriately. I'd be happy, Robert, honestly, to investigate and, talk to the people who would own this document within the agency, ideally the director of the Biological Technologies Office or the deputy director of that office, and try to ascertain, why it was the case.
So here's the question. If the Department of Defense, the same people who make our nuclear arsenal, felt this research was too dangerous to proceed with, why in the world did the NIH, NIAID, and EcoHealth Alliance recklessly disregard the risks involved? Did they purposefully change the definition of gain of function in order to bypass the moratorium? Further, who at DARPA made the decision to bury the original report that could have raised red flags to the Pentagon, the White House, or Congress, which may have prevented this entire pandemic that has led to the deaths of 5.4 million people worldwide and caused much pain and suffering to many millions more?
All right. That was the video put out Monday, Project Veritas video Monday. And the issue over the classification of the document, think of it this way. You've got a document that's not classified, but you know what? After you have submitted the document to whoever, whatever department, or it's floating around somewhere, you think, you know what, man, I just, that information wouldn't be great if it got out. So here's what we'll do. We'll take that paper, that document, and we'll put it in a classified folder. That's what they're saying. So this isn't, to me, after I drilled down on this, independent of Project Veritas, what I've found pretty much mirrors and substantiates Project Veritas. Not that they need my authentication of anything, but what I've seen is the information they wanted to withhold from the American public and the general public. So they stuck it in a classified folder, and this had to do with the research. Now, it's interesting because in the research I've done, the investigation I've done, some of this was addressed in RFK Jr.'s book with respect to DARPA and with respect to DARPA and the funding from through NIAID, NIH, into EcoHealth Alliance, Peter Daszak, into the Wuhan Institute of Virology. And that's the Daszak would be the point person from EcoHealth Alliance at Wuhan. All right, so that's kind of what I'm looking at. And at the same time, speaking of DARPA, This Regina Dugan, we've talked about her before, and I just wanted to touch base again on this. Google's ATAP head, Regina Dugan, joins Facebook to start DARPA-inspired team. Now, we talked about this before, but I think it warrants some addressing right now. Regina Dugan, the high-profile former head of DARPA, who since 2012 has led Google's Advanced Technology and Products team. And they developed 3D mapping, GPS, smartphone technology, and such. Is defecting to start a competing group at Facebook. So the new group will be called Building 8. Now, there's no physical structure at Building 8 Facebook yet. But this project, she says, we're going to focus on ambitious research and development as a means to create breakthrough products. Okay, well, wait a second. Now, obviously, leaving Google for Facebook, there's got to be some pretty important reason for that. But hold that thought for a second, because just to give you a little bit of her history, and I'm going to get into something else here along with that. She, in 2009, she became the first woman director of DARPA, which is the Defense Department's research agency responsible for advances that led to, again, the GPS, led to the stealth fighter, and different other products and services. But what the heck is Building 8? What the heck is she going to be doing? This 53-year-old woman declined to give any details on what she's going to be doing, which areas Facebook would focus. But she did say that Building 8 will develop hardware products that leverage Facebook's tech expertise, including and especially artificial intelligence. Now, we all know where this is going. Now, isn't it interesting that concurrent with and subsequent to her movement to Facebook, you can sign into various services using your vaccine pass. I don't have a screenshot for you on that, but all of a sudden now, you can log in. In fact, you can log into Facebook using your Vax Pass. All right. But I'm going to go back to, just very quickly, 1972, since we're on this line and talking about what we're talking about with Project Veritas. The Biological Weapons Convention meant that neither the military, that nobody, including spooks in this country, could legally research or produce bioweapons, including engage in gain-of-function work or gain-o-function work, okay? Yeah. But the convention left open this really kind of this way to kind of, this end around, if you will. You see, there was a loophole. Signatories could develop dual-use vaccine and weapons technologies only and as long as the projects had a defense rationale behind them. So if you were attempting to prevent the very thing that we're seeing today, you can engage in maybe not gain of function. You could, because you would have to create the virus in order to create the vaccine, right? But specifically, this most recent volley of experiments, they said, no, you can't do that. In fact, they specifically said, this is too dangerous. Now, there's something about, and if you can go to that page, Project Veritas page, and I'm going to come back to the present. And this is what really should anger everyone. Absolutely should anger everyone. And I apologize for not having this ready, Eric the Tech, but on the page, that Project Veritas page where that video resides, If you look at, for example, if you scroll down in that page and you look at the documents, the last PDF, I think I have it up here. Yeah, the last, let me make sure it's the last one. Hang on a minute. See, this is why I print everything, and I've got everything on my desk, but you know what? No, it's not the last one, so hold that thought. Maybe it's number three. It is number three. Is it number three? Let's all talk together and see if this is number three. In there, in these documents, and my apologies. The one where it's all highlighted. I've only been looking at these documents like forever, okay, since these were published, and some that were already published. In the documents themselves, where is it here? By the way, folks, have you seen these documents? Have you seen the email documents? Well, let me explain this to you. It's interesting because inside these documents, and I'll get to it when I post the show. I'll at least have a link to the specific document. In these documents, there is a section, and it appeared in the video where you saw the treatments for this virus, this experiment, identifying ivermectin, identifying hydroxychloroquine as effective antiviral agents to fight against this specific disease, and the vaccine, oh, not so much. Not so much. No, no, no. Because, as a matter of fact, let's see here. It is the U.S. Marine Corps Major General Murphy's report to Inspector General. Let's see. Is that it? It's the last PDF on the page there. And he goes through. Now, this is an email from Major Joseph P. Murphy, USMC, DARPA, But he writes here, and it's important not to just gloss over this, but, you know, and not to take Project Veritas's words for anything, although I find them to be very reliable, but okay. But read the documents. Although it might be difficult with their branding and watermark there, but it's interesting because on the second page, he begins numerical pointing here, or numerical numbers. He lays it out in numeric fashion. Point one, if you scroll, Eric the Tech, if you scroll down just, wait a minute, are you on that? Just scroll down just a tad there. Okay, right there, yeah. If you look at the top, SARS-CoV-2 is an American-created recombinant bat vaccine or its precursor virus. Now, what's he saying there? I kind of think that they're looking, to phrase it that way, it sounds to me like they're trying to retrofit the dual use for 1972 Biological Weapons Convention. They're trying to, okay, we're trying, well, yeah. Look, we promise this is a dual-use thing. We're in compliance with the 1972 treaty. So, yeah, I'm going to awkwardly state it this way. Have you ever heard of a sentence structured that way? SARS-CoV-2 is an American-created recombinant bat vaccine or its precursor virus. Okay. maybe I'm just not as edumacated as Jack Murphy. But, okay. And the second sentence, again, no ambiguity here, though. It was created by an EcoHealth Alliance program at the Wuhan Institute of Virology. Again, no ambiguity. That's a declarative statement. Oh, as suggested by the reporting surrounding the lab leak hypothesis. In other words, you're damn right it came from a laboratory. Here it is. And guess what? It was done by EcoHealth Alliance. Peter Daszak, as everyone was saying. The details of this program have been concealed, hidden, since the pandemic began. These details can be found in the EcoHealth Alliance proposal response to the DARPA preempt program broad agency announcement. Dated in March of 2018, folks. The content of the proposed program, well, it's extremely detailed. Peter Daszak lays out step by step by step by step what the organization intends to do by phase and by location. The primary scientists involved, their roles, and their instructions as, well, they're indicated within this proposal. The funding plan for the Wuhan Institute of Virology work is its own document. All right, now, here's the thing. Okay, we can go through this. I'm not going to read this whole thing on air because you know what? I don't want to put you to sleep because some of it is a little bit, oh, you know. Okay, other parts, you know, pretty important. But, you know, actually the whole thing is important because this is the equivalent of what is known as best evidence. If you go into a court, and if I'm an investigator and I go into a courtroom, if I'm working on behalf of an ADA or a DA, now this is the old days, okay? Because apparently, if you're a Soros DA, well, you know, it's not how it works anymore. But you go in and you offer what is known as the best evidence. So, let me as an example. If I have a videotape, no, I guess that's not a thing anymore, is it? A videotape. I remember the old real things, but Perry Mason. Now, if I have a video and I don't even know how to make that gesture, but if I had a videotape, I'm going to go stay with my videotape. What, huh? You don't like videotapes? Thumb drives? Okay. If I have security camera footage on a thumb drive that has been authenticated as unedited, genuine, you know, there's only one reason for me to be there, and that's to authenticate that video. Or if I took a video, or if I took a picture, or if I recorded someone, or if I observe, let's just stick to hard evidence. What's the best evidence? Is it the video or is it my testimony about the video? The best evidence is a video. So this is this fulfills the best evidence requirement. And that's what this would be. Now, the author of this email, Jack Murphy, would obviously have to authenticate. Yes, I wrote this. Yes, I stated this. Yes, this is, okay, this is mine. But this is best evidence. So, in this series of documents, and I think a lot of people kind of just blew through this. Maybe not. Maybe I just wasn't looking in the right place because I was drilling down into the actual substance here and some of the other facts, but. Ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, chloroquine, as effective therapeutics upon infection. This would be on, this would be under point number two. SARS-CoV-2, here and after referred to as SARS-CoV-2, SARS-CoV-WIV for Wuhan Institute of Virology. He writes, is a synthetic spike protein, chimera, engineered to attach to human ACE2 receptors and inserted into a recombinant bat SARS-CoV backbone. This whole thing is a project by these mad friggin' scientists, from Fauci to Daszak, in my personal opinion, based on my investigative research, to the bat lady, to everyone in between and around these mopes. But here's what caught my attention. Because I'm pissed off losing people close to me from this virus, seeing untold people suffer. Here's what really pisses me off. The utility of certain countermeasures can be extrapolated from the documents. This is on page two. I'm not going to go through the entire stuff, but it does say that this is about the vaccine now. Vaccine, of course, in quotes, but this references a vaccine here. Because of its now known nature, the SARS-CoV WIV illness is readily resolved with early treatment that inhibits viral replication that spreads the spike proteins around the body, which induce a harmful overactive immune response. What the hell have we been saying? And hey, oh, by the way, doctor, my doctor, hey, by the way, doctor, have you read this? No, you're just pushing the friggin' vaccines, right? You don't read nothing. What's wrong with you? And all the doctors out there who are refusing to treat the patients, damn you to hell. Every single one of you, damn you to hell. You're responsible for the deaths of my friends and many people out there. And you're going to pay for it. You're going to pay for it. This early treatment protocols, many of the early treatment protocols ignored by the authorities, work because they inhibit viral replication or modulate the immune response to the spike proteins, which makes sense within the context of what Echo Health, Frankenstein, bastard, Peter Daszak and company created. I opined there, if you can tell. A tad. And Fauci. And Collins. And all of these mopes within all of these NGOs and projects and Event 201 and all of this. So I want you to look at this. And you know, see, Project Veritas, they're going to get... You see it on Twitter. Oh, you know, it's BS. It's they're unreliable. It's all disinformation. It's all fake news. And it's all this. It's all that. Okay. Yeah. All right. Whatever helps you sleep at night. But here it is. Now we have it. Now, this is significant. This is important. This is what's known as best evidence, going back to what I said earlier. And here it is. It's more or less, look, it's laid out for you. Yeah, and this was, tell me again, that was U.S. Marine Corps Major Joseph Murphy's report to Inspector General of the Department of Defense. So even the Department of Defense, under this Biden, Mr. Potato Head regime, well, they knew this. They know this. They're a part of this. Of course, you know, of course they're a part of this. See, they want you dead. The only way this makes sense is to understand they want you dead. And you might say, oh, come on, man. The federal government can't even, you know, figure out how to screw in a light bulb. They're incompetent. There's a lot of largesse there. There's a lot of BS and stuff. Well, yeah, maybe so, but there are pretty good crack teams that put things together, and they want you dead. That's just simple as that. And if the globalists want you dead, they're gonna do everything they can to kill you. So okay, so but see, the lie is unraveling right now. The lie is unraveling. So let's go. Let's take a look a little bit more. Let's move on from this. So now we have a judge who has ordered Pfizer to release documents. No, you're not going to have 75 years to release them. No, you're not going to drib and drab the documentation out. No, you're not going to do that. You're going to hurry up and release the documentation. Okay? So what have we learned, students? What have we learned from the releases so far? Item one, Pfizer jab did more harm than good. Extensive analysis of trial data. This from LifeSite News or LifeSite.com. Oh, we've been telling you this, but you know what? And this is number one on the prep material. Yeah, see, let me just read the first sentence right here. Let me read this to you and let this sink in. The Pfizer vax, not worth the risk. Deliberate pregnant pause there. And more likely to increase illness rather than reduce it. So what are you telling me? Wait a second. Oh, this according to the Canadian COVID care analysis of the jabs trial data. Yeah, you know what? I don't want to cause any trouble. It's just too much trouble. I'm going to take the jab because, you know, I want to cross borders because I want to have a job because I want to go to friggin' McDonald's and get their crap food. I want to go to a concert. I want to play ball. I just don't want the hassle. So I'll just get the jab. I mean, seriously. Well, you know, I don't want to fight. So it comes out. Pfizer jab did more harm than good. It's not worth the risk. More likely to increase illness rather than reduce it. But hey, you go into your primary care physician's office. Hey, did you get the vaccine yet? You been vaccinated yet? No, why not? Well, according to this, I don't want to hear it. I'm not up for debate. I'm not up for debate. Bite me. What are you, some drug pusher? That's all you are. So let's look at this together. You know, people might say, well, you're angry, Doug. My wife says, you're angry. Yeah, you're damn right I'm angry. When you watch friends die that could have lived, when you see treatment withheld because of these moron doctors, these unethical doctors, and if you're a doctor out there listening to me, I know we have quite a few, and you withhold treatment, rot in hell. If you knowingly withhold treatment, or if you don't have the time to look at this yourself and you withhold treatment, you call ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine in your uneducated stupor snake oil, then rot in hell. And you know what? I hope everyone who has a physician who thinks that way fires that doctor. Fire him. They don't deserve to treat me, my wife, my children, my grandchildren. And as far as I'm concerned, not only should you be without a job, you should be in jail. Every single doctor that doesn't understand early treatment, because if I can find it, you can find it. Okay, LifeSite News. a CCCA produced video and accompanying 50-page PDF presentation provides a deep dive into data released by Pfizer. This is their own information. This isn't made up. The report by the CCCA is heavily cited. And see, I am so sick and tired of people saying, well, I'm just going to take it because it's the easy way to go. Don't you see what's... I'm just going to wear a mask because, you know, I don't want the confrontation. I need my cheeseburger. Saturday Night Live in the 70s. Never mind. Jim Belushi. Or John Belushi. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. We have to get a video of that John Belushi. Cheeseburger. Anyway. So this report, this video, in fact, you can... Well, you know what? If you don't mind, Eric the Tech, if you can go to video or the first item I sent to you, top of the page, Pfizer jab did more harm than good. And there's a video on LifeSite News. Let me just make sure this is, I don't want to get too deep into this. Which one shall we play? We'll take the shorter of the two. In fact, in the program description box at HagmanReport.com will be this page. And on this page, it's got two videos. Video number one is a longer one. Video number two is a shorter version. And that's a presentation about the difference between risk reduction and absolute risk reduction. All right. Relative risk reduction versus absolute risk reduction. Now, some people might say, well, it's a word game, but see, they're playing games with their words to you. The media is playing games with their reporting to you. You know, and this is, see, if we cut them off at the knees right now and we call them on the carpet, because you know what, for as good, as much good as Rand Paul does, where's the beef? Where's the beef here with Fauci? Where are the indictments? Don't tell me they're, you know, where are the indictments? Who's holding these people's feet to the fire? This is all just nice. This is all just, you know, hey, we're calling them on the carpet. Good sound bites. But where's the beef? What's good? Are you going to arrest the guy or we have to string him up? I'm just asking the question. In Minecraft. You go to that page and go to the second video on LifeSite. You with me, brother? You okay. He's got a roll of toilet paper over there. Blowing his nose. You sure you're all right? All right. I'm going to turn a camera on you because people are going to want to know. All right. So... this is a short video about the difference between absolute risk reduction versus relative risk reduction. Now, you might say, well, you know, I've heard this, or it doesn't matter, or this is getting too detailed. No, listen to this, because this is the basis. This is one of the exquisite lies that you are being told. And, you know, I don't know about you, but I hate being lied to. I mean, you know, I've had people, seriously, in my business as an investigator, I've had people sit across from me, look me straight in the eye, and, you know, I like to do my homework before I do an interview, okay? Detectives, you know what I'm talking about. So I'd like to know the answer before I ask the question. So I've had people sit across from me and lie their asses off. And sorry if I'm crass. And do so with a straight face and look me right in the eye and lie. I'm going to tell you, you know, that's where phone books come in handy, if you know what I mean. Shall we try this again? I mean, you think I'm stupid? See, that's the other thing. These people think you're stupid. They think you and I are stupid. My wife, first First day back in the office, by the way. Give her a hand. She's in the office. She's looking up, saying, what are you yelling about? Hi, Renee. In the office, way in the back. Gorgeous wife. I'm a lucky guy. But anyway, all right. I'm off topic. So let's play this video, because this is one of those big lies. This is one of those the smug morons out there. The smug educated guys, as Rush Limbaugh used to say, educated. The smug. Well, you know, it's actually 0.95% efficacy. And I love it, too, how some of these morons out there on both Democratic Underground and Free Republic, you know, if you're going the political spectrum, cite statistics to sound official, like the efficacy of the Pfizer vaccine is 95%. This according to this document. Did you read the document? Well, it's reported. Watch this. This is a lie. Go ahead. Not this video is a lie. This is how they lie. Relative versus absolute.
Pfizer reported that its vaccine shows a 95% efficacy. That sounds like it protects you 95% of the time, right? But that's not actually what that number means. That 95% refers to the relative risk reduction, but it doesn't tell you how much your overall risk is reduced by vaccination. For that, we need absolute risk reduction. In the Pfizer trial, 8 out of 18,198 people who were given the vaccine developed COVID-19. In the unvaccinated placebo group, 162 people got it, which means that even without the vaccine, the risk of contracting COVID-19 was extremely low at 0.88%, which the vaccine then reduced to 0.04%. So the net benefit, or the absolute risk reduction, that you're being offered with a Pfizer vaccine is 0.84%. That 95% number? That refers to the relative difference between 0.88 and 0.04%. That's what they call 95% relative risk reduction. And relative risk reduction is well known to be a misleading number, which is why the FDA recommends using absolute risk reduction instead. Which begs the question, how many people would have chosen to take the COVID-19 vaccines had they understood that they offered less than 1% benefit? You're entitled to know the risks and side effects. In Canada, any potentially serious risk must be disclosed.
All right, but it's not. Oh, look at this, possible outcomes. Death, myocarditis, pericarditis, stroke, autoimmune disease. Yeah, this is worth it. Again, I'm going to take it just so I don't have to, you know, I'm going to take it. I don't want to fight. I'm going to take it. I'm going to take it so I can keep my job. We'll see if you just know. I mean, if you take a look at this, even at the very beginning, and if you've been listening to people like Alex Jones, Steve Quayle, of course, and I can't name them all because I'll forget somebody. And then, but in this platform, I like to think this platform, you would know that you're being hosed, man. This whole thing is nothing. You're being hosed. All right. Right above that is a video. And I did want to, I wanted to touch on that on this video, if you don't mind. This is a 38 minute video. I'm not going to play, obviously, 38 minutes or have 38 minutes played, but, if you don't mind, Eric the Tech, let's start this out. Go ahead and let's start playing this. You can probably skip the first minute and get right into the meat. This is the top video on LifeSite News, and I've got to get him ready. Oh, by the way, yeah, I forgot. Thank you. I didn't forget. I've got so much going on here. I want to just welcome again this year our corporate sponsors, including and especially Lightstream, the fine folks there at Lightstream. You know, I got to ask this, are you thinking about the credit cards you used over the holidays? Are you thinking about the interest rates on them, the high interest rates? If you are, and I know some are, you can lower your interest rates and save with a credit card consolidation loan from Lightstream. LightStream believes that people with good credit deserve a better loan experience, and that's exactly what they deliver. LightStream's credit card consolidation loans have rates as low as 4.98% APR with auto pay and excellent credit. So you can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, and there are no fees, and you can even get your money as soon as the day that you apply. I have sent family members and friends, and even at the studio, we realigned our debts, saved a lot of money and interest rates. I believe in this company. This is a good company. If you want to be responsible, and if you want to save money, especially now in this environment, I recommend this highly. Now, just for my listeners, apply now to get a special interest rate discount and save even more. The only way to get this discount is to go to lightstream.com/Hagman. I'm going to spell this out for you. It's LIGHT, just like light, stream, STREAM. That's all one word, lightstream.com/Hagman, HAGMANN. This is subject to credit approval. Rates range from 4.98% APR to 19.99% APR and include a 0.50% auto pay discount. Lowest rate requires excellent credit. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/Hagman, two N's on Hagman, for more information. There it is on your screen. And of course, you will thank me later. Again, getting back to this LifeSite article, which is an extremely important one, especially given the fact that here we are today, knowing what we know now, and then watching these mopes and muppets, these unelected bureaucrats, these people, Bill Gates, for crying out loud? When did he become a doctor, a medical doctor? And only to find out that we've been hosed? Well, there we have it. We have been hosed. Oh, and you know, the absolute risk reduction versus relative risk reduction. Well, that's just a matter. Now, you know what? That's important. That is important information to know. If you are making a life decision, which this would be, you need to know that. I'm telling you right now. You know, speaking of life decisions, and do you shop online? I got to ask you this. I want to ask you this. Do you shop online? If you do, let me tell you, today's episode is sponsored by Honey. I'm going to tell you right now, Honey is something that we are using here at the Hagman Report Studios that my wife uses for her personal purchases online. And I know a lot of people and have directed a lot of people to Honey. Now, we all shop online, and we've seen that promo code, that field that seems to make fun, that pokes at us, that taunts us at checkout, don't we? We've all seen that, but thanks to Honey, manually searching for coupon codes is a thing of the past. Goodness knows. I'm so glad. You know, Honey supports over 30,000 stores online. They range from sites that have tech and gaming products to popular fashion brands and even, yes, food delivery. Oh, yeah. So imagine you're shopping online at one of your favorite sites, and when you check out, the Honey button drops down. And all you have to do is click Apply Coupons. You just wait a few seconds as Honey searches for the coupons it can find for that site, and bada-bing, bada-bang, you're on your way. We found this out. A studio purchase, nearly $80 in savings. My wife, during the Christmas holiday shopping bonanza in her recovery, she actually did some online shopping, and one thing that for my grandson, she showed me, she saved, it was like a tremendous amount of percentage. It was like 40% she saved, and I asked her, I said, are you sure that's right? But anyway, it was, and it's incredible stuff. Honey has found its 17 million members, over $2 billion in savings. Now, here's what you need to do. If you don't already have Honey, you could be straight up missing out on free savings. It's free. It installs in a few seconds. I can talk, right? And by getting it, you'll be doing yourself a solid and supporting this podcast. Get Honey for free at joinhoney.com/Hagman. You got to remember that, or write it down, or bookmark it when I tell you joinhoney.com/Hagman, two N's on Hagman. That's joinhoney.com/Hagman. All right. I want to thank them as well. They do a good service, man, I'm telling you. Saving money. You can't beat that with a stick. All right. So let's go to the, again, let's, extending on this LifeSite article, which is important because all of this is kind of coming together now. All of a sudden, there's no excuse for anyone not to, unless you're under mass formation psychosis, which isn't a thing. Oh, yes, it's a thing. No, it's only a thing it's only a thing for people with these. That's it. Then mass formation psychosis. This is my mass formation psychosis required hat. Available at the Hagman store for $99.95. And Eric the Tech will even sign it for you. All right. But let's take a look at the first video. The CCC, yeah, the report by the CCCA is heavily cited. All citations are available for the reader, viewer, and the PDF, which can be found at a link that I'll provide for you at HagmanReport.com. But let's take a look at this first video. Just, you can start at about a minute, and it gets into some interesting facts. I'm not going to go through the whole thing, but I want you to take a look at the front end of this, at least after the minute, the front end facts of this. And remember, first, do no harm. That's what doctors should be practicing. Well, let's take a look at it. Go ahead.
Begin with the most important premise in medicine. First, do no harm. The federal, provincial, and municipal governments in Canada have a responsibility to protect the health of Canadians as well as our charter rights and freedoms. Any medical interventions approved by Health Canada must first be proven safe. Due diligence and research, as well as adherence to the established protocols of the doctor-patient relationship, informed consent, and scientific inquiry are essential to carrying out that responsibility. Deviating from those practices, causing harm, and failing to disclose risks of harm is negligent at best. It's important to understand the hierarchy of scientific evidence. When you're talking about proving things to be either safe or harmful, you need to rely on the best evidence. As you can see from the table on the right, a randomized control trial is level one evidence, the highest form of evidence there is.
Now pay attention
here. It's considered the gold standard, and it's the only way to prove that something is true. Models, which we've heard a lot of during the pandemic, are actually the lowest form of evidence, level five or lower, as they're considered to be expert opinion or speculation. Policy should always be determined by the highest level of evidence available, which is level one. So first, we're going to talk about Pfizer's original trial report that came out in December 31st of 2020.
This is interesting.
It was published in the New England Journal of Medicine, and it showed 2 months' worth of safety and efficacy data. It described how the trial started, with over 43,000 people divided into a treatment group and a control group, and how for 2 months, they followed them to see who developed COVID-19. The report claimed that the inoculations were safe and showed 95% efficacy 7 days after the second dose. But that 95% was actually relative risk reduction. Absolute risk reduction was only 0.84%. Many people don't know the difference between relative and absolute risk reduction, so we're just going to show you what that means. Pfizer reported that its vaccine shows a 95% efficacy. That sounds like it protects you 95% of the time, right? But that's not actually what that number means. That 95% refers to the relative risk reduction, but it doesn't tell you how much your overall risk is reduced by vaccination. For that, we need absolute risk reduction. In the Pfizer trial, 8 out of 18,198 people who were given the vaccine developed COVID-19. In the unvaccinated placebo group, 162 people got it, which means that even without the vaccine, the risk of contracting COVID-19 was extremely low at 0.88%, which the vaccine then reduced to 0.04%. So the net benefit, or the absolute risk reduction that you're being offered with a Pfizer vaccine, is 0.84%. That 95% number? That refers to the relative difference between 0.88% and 0.04%. That's what they call 95% relative risk reduction. And relative risk reduction is well known to be a misleading number, which is why the FDA recommends using absolute risk reduction instead. Which begs the question, how many people would have chosen to take the COVID-19 vaccines had they understood that they offered less than 1% benefit? So the first thing you need to understand about how Pfizer ran this study is that it didn't go according to their stated plan.
Now listen to this.
There was an inoculated group and a placebo group of about 21,000 participants each. and they began the phase 3 trials in July of 2020. And the study was blind, which means the participants didn't know which group they were in.
Okay,
and
cool,
this
so
blinded
far.
Trial was supposed to go on for 3 years until May 2nd of 2023. Okay. That would mark the end of phase 3 of the clinical trial. At that point, the trial would be unblinded, which means the placebo group would be offered the intervention if it were indicated and if they consented. But that's not what happened. Instead, after they had accumulated and released only 2 months' worth of trial data, Pfizer unblinded the study, which means they told all of the placebo and inoculation group participants which group they were in and offered the placebo group participants the option of moving over to the inoculated group. Most of them took Pfizer up on that offer, and the vast majority of the placebo group moved into the inoculated group. Which means that, quite early in 2021, there was no longer a control group to compare the inoculated group to. Which
because
means
by
that
accident?
For the rest of the trial, there's no way to assess long-term effectiveness or safety. Now we'll move ahead to Pfizer's 6-month report data, and that came out on September 15th of 2021. This report indicated an efficacy of 91.3%, which means the inoculated group showed a reduction in positive cases compared to the placebo group. But shockingly, the inoculated group also showed an increase in illness and deaths.
Okay, you can cut
now,
it right
this
there.
Is a problem because there's...
So you got it. So they gamed the study. They gamed the numbers. There it is, verified. And this is consistent with Project Veritas' release of obtaining and release of documents. There it is. There it is. So number one, the relative risk reduction is at play. And it's less than really 1%. I mean, your benefit is less than 1%, but you got to take it. You have to take it. Remember, creepy, sleepy Joe Biden, get vaccinated. Right? Why the push? And why stop the study after 2 months? And we knew this. We've been talking about this. You stopped the study after 2 months. Why? And then you look and then you hide the fact that this is actually causing more illness and death, as I opened up with, than not. Now people are starting to wake up. Those who want to wake up, those not captivated by mass formation psychosis, are beginning to understand we've been played. They think we're a bunch of rubes, a bunch of suckers. We've been played. Oh, you're starting to wake up, right? Okay, here's what we're going to do now. Hey, Eric the Tech, as project manager of Robin Sage, or, you know, Operation Robin Sage, or as part of the Department of Justice under Comrade Biden, along with his spokesman, little Chucky doll Saki, right? Masses are starting to wake up. Before I do that, let's go to Rand Paul. I think we beat the heck out of COVID vax death rate, 21 times higher than all other vaxes. I think that's a given. Number 3 on the program matter. For today, Rand Paul highlights the absolute absurdity of hospital COVID policies for employees. See, if this was about anything other than crashing the healthcare system and about taking you, holding you hostage and crushing the middle class and taking your jobs and medically kidnapping your children, this you would not see headlines like this. You would not see anything like this. This is by J.D. Rucker. Rand Paul highlights the absolute absurdity of hospital COVID policies for employees. I've heard this from, you know, I like to think of it as a good friend. All right. God bless this doctor, married to a medical professional working in a hospital. She's working her butt off. I mean, absolutely working her butt off. And it's my understanding, and I'm not going to give away too much, but it's my understanding that they had a meeting where the hospital bigwig said, you know what, it's going to be a rough next couple of weeks. You know, you're going to have to work harder and more hours and such because, well, you know why? Well, those who didn't want to take the jab, we fired But good news, if you did get the jab and you have COVID, you're COVID positive, good news, we're going to send those nurses and doctors and they're going to work. Would you say? Say what? Wait a second. What? Oh, yeah. See, the people who have recovered from this and have natural immunity, they're not allowed to work at the hospital. No, if they refuse the jab. No, they're not allowed to work here. But if you did take the jab and you are carrying a heavy viral load, that's okay. We're going to let you work on the floor. Well, what sense does that make? Oh, it doesn't have to make sense. We're scientists. We follow the science, don't you know? So if you can put that back up. Here's the absurdity that Rand Paul was talking about. If you scroll down a little bit. There it is right there. I don't know if you can make that bigger or not. But let me see. I can pull this up myself. But on this, writes Rand Paul, this is a tweet. He writes, so you can still work in a hospital if you have active COVID, but doctors and nurses who don't have COVID and are unvaccinated are fired. Am I the only one who perceives the absurdity of this scenario? No, I don't think so. But what the hell are you going to do about it? What are you going to do about it? What is anybody going to do anything about this? Or are we just going to sit around flapping our gums, yapping about it, bitching and moaning about it? Or are we going to do something about it? Well, what do you want us to do, Doug? I don't know. Well, you know what? Stand up, speak out. And if we have to, let's pay these people a visit. You want to protest? Go in and protest and don't leave. Don't play nice anymore. Hold these people to account. Oh, wait a second. If you do that, you know, I don't want to do that because I don't want to lose. Look, if you're afraid, here's the thing. We're at a point right now, and I'm just going to speak from the heart. We're at a point right now where, and I said this yesterday, they've declared war on us. They've declared war on my grandchildren. I'm not going to put up with this shit. All right? I'm sorry. I'm done couching my words. I'm not going to, you know, if that offends you, go, I don't care, go elsewhere, because I'm going to tell you what's going to offend you really is when they come and they take your children and they take your grandchildren and they take you and your wife and they put you in detention camps. Oh, that's not going to happen. What are you talking about? That's not going to happen. They can't. They're not going to put you in re-education. They're not going to do that. This is the United States of America. They don't have any authority. Well, guess what, folks? They're already doing it. I think in one of these videos, I do believe. Yeah, I know. I do have it. Alex Jones talks about this. So I'm not going to, I'll show you the proof on this. But let's go to what's going to happen next. MSN is reporting this. Hal Turner is reporting this. U.S. Army to begin formal training to fight American patriots. Either one is fine. This realistic guerrilla war will be fought across 24 Northern Carolina counties this month. Young soldiers battling seasoned freedom fighters, in quotation marks, according to the U.S. Army. Freedom fighters means American citizen patriots. Our army is now officially being trained to kill us. Lloyd Austin, that triple-maxed, face shield-wearing automaton, is sending out troops to kill you and me. Or at least training to do so. This is a two-week unconventional warfare exercise. It's going to be staged between January 22nd and February 4th on privately owned land. So I just want to know this. Now, this is the MSN article. What's that? Or The Hill. This is from The Hill. Okay. All right. So Eric the Tech and I are talking off air, so. You can't hear it. Neener. So, yeah, So this is the hill. Privately owned land, huh? I hope those landowners, you're sleeping well at night. Because if this, if they are going to turn the United States military on American citizens, meaning you and I, oh, I've got some props here, but I'm not going to show you. Eric's got a lot more than I got. He lives at 1234 Main Street in Onion City, Pennsylvania.
Watch the mines.
Yeah.
Tread carefully.
He's a scary dude. Let me tell you something, okay? I'll build that. I can build that. What is that, Eric? You know what that looks like? It looks like a howitzer. It is. He's a talented guy. All right, so what do we have here? All right, we just have a bunch of, you know, data? No. Look. So this operation is called Robin Sage. The exercise, listen to this, called Robin Sage, this is from Hal Turner, the exercise serves as a final test for special forces qualification course training, and it places candidates in a politically unstable country known as Pineland. Oh, gosh, you can't make this stuff up. The candidates face off against seasoned service members from units across Fort Bragg, as well as specially trained civilians. The setting is characterized by armed conflict, forcing the students to solve problems in a real-world setting. They're fixing on coming after us, the military. That's what it says. Oh, you don't know that for sure. They're just training to be dispatched out to, you know, Kazakhstan or Ukraine. Ukraine, by the way. In case you didn't know this, Russia is fixing on sending out the nuclear subs. This is kind of a detour here. To warn America from attacking the, to warn America off from responding to the attacks Russia is going to make against the bases, U.S. Built bases in Ukraine. I'm just saying that Russia is going to respond by sending out their nuclear subs. Just to dissuade America from responding to the attacks they're going to make against the Ukrainian bases built by the United States after deliberate negotiations failed, and the fact that, you know, look, they shouldn't be there in the first place. But that's Biden. And, of course, to the FBI, if you want to raid my studios, make sure on your way out you get your party favor, and inside your swag bag party favor is an exact copy of Hunter Biden's laptop hard drive. So, you know, on your way out, parting gifts, there you go. But I digress. Let's go to this. I want you to hear this. Starting at 1 minute 12 seconds into this, roughly. This was Alex Jones yesterday. We've been saying this, haven't we? We've been saying this. We are now officially in a civil war. You can argue this all you want. You can say, well, not really. Well, I wouldn't call it a civil war. I'd call it more of a, you know, insert whatever phrase here. Look, folks, call it what it is, all right? We're doing battle. But, you know, it just hasn't gotten to the blood on the streets level yet to the extent it can, and it will. And no, I'm not happy to say that. No, I'm not advocating for that. Of course not. But you know what? I'm not backing down from it either. I'm getting myself in shape. I'm going to tell you that right now. I'm preparing. I'm going to tell you that right now. Because you'd have to be a moron not to see what's coming. Let's play this from yesterday. Alex Jones, InfoWars, talking about a civil war. And I agree 100%. 100% with what he's saying. Go ahead and run that.
22 transmission. Very grave times, ladies and gentlemen. But America still exists. Freedom still exists. An outpost of telling the truth are still on air. despite the fact that the globalists are shutting down the old republic, shutting down the basic freedoms and liberties, and jumping the train to the other tracks of absolute despotism and oppression. So we are in very, very dangerous, dark times. The live show headline at Infowars.com says it all. And I'm going to read you that headline on air right now. Sunday Live. U.S. COVID camps coming online as Biden pushes forward with vaccine mandate, forced injection mandate.
Okay, pause that just for a second.
COVID totalitarian.
Keep it on there. We talked about this in the Patreon meeting. Okay, this is Washington State, and 11 other states right now have various legislation like this, similar to this. Are you okay with this? You listeners, you viewers, are you okay with this? Go ahead, continue.
Is accelerating despite pushback against their draconian measures across the world. But the important thing to note here in amongst all of this is that meanwhile, Democrat deep state mouthpieces have announced that America is officially in a civil war as the cover for declaring martial law and completing America's journey into tyranny. You don't have to hear about Alex Jones tell you about it 25 years ago or 5 years ago anymore or 6 months ago. It's all here. Let me just read you a couple of headlines. Another blue state announces plans for a strike force right out of the UN directives. These are quotes to involuntarily detain the unvaccinated. That's the GMO gene therapy. That story is on Infowars.com and is so incredibly important. Here's another one. Bill filed in Washington would authorize strike force to involuntarily detain unvaccinated families. They have already set up the quote internment camps is the quote. They use the term internment camp, you know, where Novak Djokovic is being held right now. They said, oh, come on in. You got natural immunity. Yeah, that's good. You can come to Australia. You're locked up now for 14 days in a literal flea bag. There's literally fleas in there, he says, biting him. That's the punishment. Oh, but all the globalists on their private jets, they're all exempt. Of course, they're part of the Global Blue Pass Initiative with the UN. They're all exempt. And that ties into this bill right here, which, by the way, sponsored by Bill Gates and was even introduced before the COVID release. Procedures for Isolation Quarantine, the bill, WAC 246-100-040. Oh, and look, all over the news, it's even being announced all over local Austin radio where I live. I was just trying to listen to local radio this weekend, some, and three times, even caught it on video once. They just announced the National Guard's going to be on the streets. The military, just getting you used to it. I'm not against the military. I'm against it being used in a medical tyranny, biomedical security state. And here it is. National Guard step in to alleviate pressure on hospitals overwhelmed by Omicron wave. But really, they're overwhelmed by firing up to a third of the nurses and doctors nationwide. That's the real reason when you dig into the actual legislative hearings and things. But they tell you it's Omicron. But there's this new super cold all over the world that's killing people on record who happen to be double and triple vaxxed. Even the BBC admits that's just a mystery illness, NPR says.
Okay, you can pause that.
We don't know why their own bodies are...
Pause that and drop it down. So here's... I don't want to get too far away from his initial opening here about being in the Civil War. You heard what he said about the internment camps and such, right? Here's what's going on with this. And I've got to really stress this. You've got over here, you've got the truth coming out, the truth seekers, the places like Judicial Watch, LifeSite News, other groups, God bless you, all of you who are seeking the truth. You've got this drip, 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 and now all of a sudden it's a garden hose. Pretty soon it's going to be a fire hose. So that's coming out. The truth. The truth. Not what Fauci says, not Fauci's truth, not Rachel Walensky's, or whatever her name, I think that's right. Not their truth. And over here, you've got the globalists saying, man, we got to outpace. They're trying to outpace the truth. The truth, the agenda. You get too far down this line, they're going to suffer. The globalists are going to suffer. So they're what the globalists are doing, they're seeing the truth coming out. So they're activating their overtime and they are pushing, trying to outpace the truth from coming out. That's what's taking place right now. So hurry up. Let's train the troops to come against us, the unwashed masses. Because we're going to have to fight them in the streets. As soon as they find out what we've done to them, we're going to have to fight them. And oh, by the way, here's my recommendation. If you want to be part of their strike forces, what is it, 36? I saw the state of Washington and in different states, you know, the government job listings. So for $4,000 a month, I hope they pay a lot of life benefits. If you're married, I want you to think about this. If you decide to take a job like that, I want you to think about this. I want you to leave when you sign up for a job as a part of the strike force to go and round up patriots, round up people who are refusing this jab because, of course, now we know the truth or we're finding out the truth. It's being verified, that is. Before you get in your Humvee or whatever, and before you knock on that first door, I want you to think, I want this to cross your mind. I want you to wonder, is this where I'm going to die? Well, I've got body armor. Yeah, well, guess what? Ain't foolproof. Yeah, I guess if you've signed up for this job, then you must have reconciled in your mind, is this the right thing to do? So, I need the money. It's a good job. All right, fine. See, there's a feature about being an older man or woman. There's a feature to this about being older. We've seen a hell of a lot more than these incels, young incels. By the way, do people, Eric the Tech, you're up on this stuff more than I am. Do people know what an incel is? Do you know what an incel is? Involuntary celibate, you know. But anyway, it's short for, so. I'm cool. It's slang. I want you to think, if you're part of these strike forces, I want you to wonder if you're going to make it back home. If this is where you plan to die, I want you to think, with every knock on the door, am I going to die here? Because unless and until the Christians, the men and women of God, and yes, I'm saying this, and you can disagree with me, I don't care. I've earned the right to be wrong. But I've also earned the right to speak my mind. It's my beautiful wife, the first day back at the office after her surgery. How you doing, babe? You okay? Now that's not nice. Again with that. I'm kidding. She waved. No, I'm not kidding. I'm going to blink twice because I'm being held. Again. Anyway, look, sometimes you just have to have fun, but to me, I don't think God would want us to go down willingly. I don't know. Me, you know what? If you're a pastor, minister out there, you have differing ideas. Okay, great. I'm not a pastor. I'm not a minister. I'm an investigator with a mic. I'm a scrapper. I'm a fighter. I care about my family. I care about my kids and grandkids. You're not going to take them. You're not going to take me. You're not going to take my wife. You're not going to take my dog. Oh. Ask the last person who had an issue with my dog. But I want you to think. And I mean really think, am I prepared to die here if you are one of those people? Because I'm going to tell you what. If that first door you knock on, it may not happen there, or the second, or the fourth, or the tenth, but it's going to happen. And if these communist governors continue, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to be flat out with you. All right. They better have good security. Now, am I threatening? No. This is an observation. So again, to the FBI agents who want to knock on my door, again, make sure you grab the swag bags on the way out, the parting gifts that include a hard drive, an exact duplicate of Hunter Biden's hard drive on the way out. And for extra credit, for an extra bonus, I'll even throw in the archive of Hillary Clinton's emails for good measure. Couldn't investigate your way out of a paper bag. All right. This is where we're at. We've been lied to about the shots, and people have sucked it up, sucked it in, fell for it, or said, I just don't get it. I don't want to. I'm not going to die on this hill. This is not my hill to die on. Then what is? It's just a mask, just whatever, right? Just wearing it to, you know, go along to get along. I love it when people talk about the right to bear arms as they're wearing a mask. The freedoms as they're wearing a mask. You see anything wrong with that? I do. All right, in the remaining few minutes we have left, I just want to say thank you very much. And, I saw a comment the other day, yesterday I guess it was, or maybe early this morning, about, what's going on with your program? It's shortened up a little bit. You know, we are working in the field, unlike other chair forces. We have a field operation. We do work in human and child sex trafficking. We do a lot of work there. And to honor Russ Dizdar, his work and such, his team, we're doing what we can to help his team. And I want to thank again SaveThem.org. Three teenagers saved, teenage girls saved, and three arrests of traffickers. Another two young girls, 6 and 7, spent Christmas at home. God bless them. So we are making a difference there. And we will continue to fight. But it takes time. It takes a lot of time. It takes a lot of money. It takes a lot of effort, too, to put together teams and to do the field work. And those people who have done the work know what I'm speaking of. And those people who haven't done the work, well, you know what? Criticize all day long. What are you doing for the generations? And you say, well, we're not making a difference. It makes a difference to the ones we save. All right, keep your eyes on Robin Sage Training and make other people aware of this. Let's find out who, the landowners are, see how they're sleeping at night. Let's find out who the people who continue to hide the truth are sleeping at night. Let's make them, in my view, let's make them uncomfortable. And when I say that, I'm talking about holding them accountable to the lies they peddle. And if you've got a doctor who doesn't want to hear it, doesn't want to debate, fire that doctor. And if you've got a doctor who, you know, is a part of the problem, fire that doctor. Make them starve. But take a stand. Because if we don't stand now, it's going to be bloody later. I'm not so sure we're going to avoid it either way. Karen in Rome, thank you so much for being behind enemy lines and being the fighter you are. Folks, thank you very much for listening and tuning in. May God bless you and God protect you today and in the coming days. Good night.